everyone, and welcome to Northwestern Mutual's Ask the Financial Expert series. We welcome our experts, Ron Jolson, Northwestern Mutual's Chief Investment Officer, and Mark McLennan, Vice President of Investment Product Development. Thanks for joining us, and now I'll hand it off to our experts.
Hi, thank you for joining Ask the Financial Expert. I'm Mark McLennan. I'm here with Ron Jolson again. Ron, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, a few months back, we talked about bonds as part of our discussion about when it's a good time to take on debt. One thing you mentioned in that discussion was watching the yield curve as an indicator of where we're headed financially. So I know the Fed just came out recently and they held rates again, and I know that may or may not have an impact on the yield curve, but you hear this phrase yield curve. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why investors should pay attention to it?
Sure. The yield curve is really another word for the term structure of interest rates, and it really reflects the fact that at different time periods, investors expect different rates of return. So we currently have an upwardly sloping yield curve, which is a normal yield curve. And so, for example, if you were to lend money to the government for 2 years, you'd probably get around 65 basis points or so for doing that. In other words, as you buy your bond, you're not really going to get paid a significant amount of interest, only about 65 basis points. However, if you're willing to lend money for 5 years, you'll get more. You'll get about a little less than 1.5%. If you go out 10 years, you'll get a little better than 2%. So you have this sort of upward sloping concept. And essentially, if you look back historically, the yield curve has been something of a predictor of the overall economic environment. In fact, you could think of the 10-year as the market's view, which is not necessarily right or wrong, but roughly the market's view of what the growth rate looks like, including inflation. So that particular sentiment makes sense if you think about it, because if in fact the market doesn't think there's going to be any growth, they probably would buy longer bonds and would drive the prices up and the yields down on the far end of the curve. And so it tends to be somewhat predictive. And as an investor, think about it. Suppose you believe there's no growth or very little growth in the economy, and suppose you believe that as a result of very low or no growth, equities aren't going to do particularly well. You might decide, therefore, I might as well just keep my money safe, and I will buy these bonds and lock in low rates, but at least I'll lock them in. Well, as more and more investors do that, and more investors believe the economy is going poorly, then that will effectively drive those prices up and lower the yield, and you'll have a flattening yield curve. If it gets really bad, it will actually be an inverted yield curve. And so the answer to your question is, you really do care about it, because if you go back in history, I would say the last 7 or so recessions were all very predictive by the yield curve. And you saw, you know, 2008 and 2006, and going all the way back into the 50s, you saw the yield curve either flat or even declining prior to recessions. So that's why I say it's really something you need to keep an eye on.
We're talking about governments, you're talking about T-bills, you're talking about bonds. Those are all risk-free. So the yield curve is totally dependent in that market on rates and outlook and all that. If you look at corporate bonds, does credit have anything to do with it when you get farther out? Or
great question. It does. When you think about corporate bonds, they are generally priced off of treasury bonds, the so-called risk-free rate. So it's certainly true the term structure of the risk-free rate affects how bonds are priced as well. But there's an added factor with a corporate bond, and that is the so-called credit spread. And that's the differential between what a lender, like any investor is a lender in that case, expects to receive for their corporate bond versus that treasury bond. That differential represents their view of the risk of that corporate bond over a treasury bond. And there's a term structure of that as well. And in fact, think about that one for a moment. If, let's say, you, Mark, want to lend GE money for 30 years, you're going to expect to get paid more than you would if you were to lend GE, and by lending, I mean buying a bond.
Right.
You would expect to get paid more than if you only were lending them for 5 years, right? Because you're taking on more risk that something bad could happen to GE. So just like you expect to see treasury rates with an upward slope over time, you would also expect those spreads between corporate bonds and treasury bonds to also be upward sloping over long periods of time. And that makes sense. Investors should get paid for taking risks, and the risk is priced through the interest rate of the corporate bond.
Okay, so I started out by talking about the Fed keeping rates pretty much unchanged recently, and that seems to have led to a flattening of the yield curve.
Yeah.
Any comments on that and some advice for the Fed?
Advice I would have for investors is to watch it, because right now it's still upwardly sloping, so we're in an okay place. But what we don't want to see is a situation where that curve starts to flatten or begins to invert, because as I said before, it would be a predictor. We don't know when the Fed is going to actually raise rates, but I think there was a little more indication in the language. There's a higher probability, at least, that it will be maybe in December, just because they removed the language that referred to the global growth, which I thought was interesting in that it sort of goes back to the U.S.-centric mandate that we always thought the Fed should focus on. So to me, that said, there might be at least a door opening, perhaps, for the Fed to move. But here's the point, Mark, that it relates to the yield curve. If the Fed does, in fact, move, it's probably going to be, again, on the short end. And that says nothing about what may happen in the middle of the curve or at the long end of the curve. And so if investors think or disagree with the Fed that the economy is growing well, it could well result in the short end going up and the long end either staying where it is or even flattening. And then we would have that flattening situation. Some people think that it might be more interesting if instead of the Fed raising rates on the short end, which they have a direct ability to do, they could indirectly affect the long end of the curve by selling securities into the market, which would result in more supply, which would result in lower prices for those bonds, and which would result in higher yields in the middle and long end of the curve. That would allow the Fed to effectively help boost and continue to have the upward sloping nature of the yield curve. Haven't heard any Fed official talk about doing something like that. But it might be an interesting alternative to simply raising the rates on the short end and hoping that the rest of the market follows,
yeah.
Which is a little bit of a concern.
Well, they've done enough lowering and enough buying. Maybe it's time for a little raising and a little selling into the long end.
Could well be. So again, investors think of it as an indicator of the economy with respect to that yield curve. I don't think any of these actions suggest major shifts in allocations at this point. It's just something to keep an eye on as we move forward.
Well, great. Thanks. Great information. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Northwestern Mutual is the marketing name for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and its subsidiaries offering life insurance, disability insurance, and annuities. Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is a subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual and a limited purpose federal savings bank offering investment management, trust services, and fee-based financial planning. Northwestern Mutual Investment Services, LLC, is a subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual, broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member, FINRA, and SIPC, offering securities. The opinions expressed are those of Northwestern Mutual as of the date stated on this recording and are subject to change. There is no guarantee that the forecast made will come to pass. The materials do not constitute investment advice and is not intended as an endorsement of any specific investment or security. Information and opinions are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources. All investments carry some level of risk, including the potential loss of principal invested. Indexes and/or benchmarks are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Returns represent past performance and are not a guarantee of future performance and are not indicative of any specific investment. Diversification and strategic asset allocation do not assure profit or protect against loss. Although stocks have historically outperformed bonds, they also have historically been more volatile. Investors should carefully consider their ability to invest during volatile periods in the market. With fixed income securities, such as bonds, interest rates and bond prices tend to move in opposite directions. When interest rates fall, bond prices typically rise, and conversely, when interest rates rise, bond prices typically fall. Bond and bond fund investors should carefully consider risks such as interest rate risk, credit risk, liquidity risk, and inflation risk before investing in a particular bond or bond fund.